You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
So we see here, Avraham Avinu of Shalom, the time that he felt it's very crucial to make a very serious decision to find a zivug for his dear son. Ken yirvu b'ezrat Hashem.
Amen.
So now we see he personally didn't want to get involved. And the reason was, obviously, Yitzhak Avinu would not consider any zivug because he was olate mima, was set on the Mizbeach, and his father was a very holy man. So, obviously, he was very picky, or Avraham Avinu felt that he would be very picky to find his soulmate. So now, the candidate was Eliezer. And here we have quotes in Tartan Lushan that he was interested to offer his daughter to Yitzhak Avinu. So now the response of Avraham Avinu was that that would not be possible because we are a blessed family and you're not. And how did Avraham Avinu know that Eliezer is not a blessed family? I'm sorry? It was Kanani. What does it say?
It came from the part of the family that Noah had three sons. It came from that.
Ham, you mean?
Yeah.
Ham. And who was the son of the Ham? Cush. Cush. Kanan and Cush. Who was his father, by the way?
Nimrod? No.
It's good. Nimrod is good. Who told you?
Is it true?
Yeah, we can work it out. Did you know that his father is Nimrod? No?
Eliezer, father, yes. He was Nimrod for sure.
I mean, you know his father was Nimrod?
Final answer, yes.
Yeah? You're sure now?
100%.
Yeah. You knew about this?
Yes.
You know?
I've said it before.
Oh, I said it. I said it?
Yes.
If you say so.
Father of the other female for the Ishmaelim was Nimrod.
Well, that's for later. But the one point that we learn from here, obviously, you would say, what was the purpose that Nimrod would throw Avraham Avinu in the furnace? But here we see, even being thrown in the furnace has some benefits. Because when he was saved, so Nimrod's son realized that, look at this, my Abba, see what he did to this man, and such a miracle. He was very impacted by the miracle. So he rather leave the palace of his Abba, that he was Motemaret and Nimrod, that Chas v'Shalom, he claimed that, you know, he's the creator. So he became the right hand of Avraham Avinu, as he says, Moshe Bakol. And not only that, he became so close to Avraham Avinu, he looked like him. Yeah. And Yez and Avraham, they looked like one, like a twin. Well, yes, but that was not the point, actually, because we see when he goes to Hasaf Laban, before he starts the Shiduchim, he wants to make sure that they know that he's not Avraham Avinu. So he said, Vayomar Eved Avraham Anochi. It's a very delicate point here that, let's say, just imagine that Eliezer was very excited that Avraham Avinu decided to find a soulmate for his son. So now Eliezer approaches Avraham Avinu, that, you know, what do you think about my daughter? So the response of Rabbeinu was?
Nachir.
No, no, you didn't say Nachir.
Shom Koteshke, your generation is Arur.
So what do you expect that would happen to Eliezer?
Run away.
Run away? I would think, you know, usually in such cases you faint. And then somebody says, no, you cursed. I mean, you didn't say, like, let's say your family is too tall or too short, or let's say you don't have so much money. It says you're cursed. So what would you expect in Eliezer would happen to him? No, that was not a question. What would you expect that would happen to this man?
Faint.
Either faint or run away, or would not talk to Abraham anymore.
Yeah.
They do like sign language from now on. But the other question is, if you know somebody is cursed, why do you keep it around? I'm sorry? Fine, but would you want to have somebody that is not blessed around your family or house?
The task was to make everybody do teshuvah and come to Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
But he was in control of everything.
He was what?
He was in control of everything. When he says that everything, bank account, stock account, property accounts, everything was under Eliezer's. As we see, he gave him shitar. That Yitzhak is taking over everything. So he was in charge of everything. It says in the Torah, Moshe Bakol, everything was under all the phone calls. You know how many phone calls a day Avraham Avinu would receive?
26.
They had all these questions, Mishe Berach, you know, that they had, you know, who would answer the phone? We have an interesting point in the last week, Parsha, that. At the time that the mission was given to Avraham Avinu on the way to Har Moriah, so now when he notices that they became very close, so his servants that they were, who were they? That came with him.
Eliezer
and Ishmael. So then he told them, you stay here with this animal. No, with the animal, whatever the name was. And we'll come back. So now the Gemara asks, you know, why he has to tell them, stay by this animal.
There's no difference between you and the animal.
Sorry?
No,
I would say just to stay by this tree, or just like here. They say, I'll be right back. That's what he said. But why you need to say that they have to stay with this animal? I'm sorry?
There's no difference between them and the animal.
Chas v'shalom. Why?
Because they couldn't see the Shekhinah.
They couldn't see the Shekhinah. Why? They were expected to see the Shekhinah?
I think Abraham didn't expect to see. They see because.
What kind of expectation is this?
But they should take his footsteps.
I understand, but like they said, do you go to people and say, how come you don't come here 3 times a day? Would you tell them such a thing?
Yes.
Chas v'shalom. Even they come for Mincha, you know, you throw your hat up in the Shamayim. What kind of expectation it is? Avraham Avinu is qualified to see the Shekhinah, but why you expect from Eliezer and Ishmael to see the Shekhinah also?
Yes.
You want to take a breath? If he can tell them you stay here, he can also tell them that we'll come back.
Right.
He says, we come back. He's making a brief that they're going to come back. Because Yitzhak wasn't supposed to.
I understand,
before
but.
Before he wasn't supposed to come back. So he's making a brief with the Satan. He says, Shmuel, I don't even have enough alone.
Good, no, but why he says, why he resembles these two people to this behemoth, to his animal? They're Chumri. What happened all of a sudden he thinks they're Chumri? Do you know how many years they worked for him? How many years? Eliezer, you know how many years that he's with him? So all of a sudden he says, you like this. What do you mean? That's not polite, no? Do you like this animal? No, what do you think? Well, the point of matter here is that we learn from here. Avraham Avinu did expect. Why? Because this is the only time that you see they were alone with Avraham Avinu. 3 days. So they walked with Avraham Avinu. They notice how he eats, he drinks, he sleeps. When he says the brachot, when he says Riyat Shema, I don't know, even to sleep, but maybe a few minutes. So now he expected, if these two people, they're walking with me for 3 days, they should be impacted by my behavior. But if they not, so if the hamor, the animal, that was not able to see the Shekhinah, so if they not able to see the Shekhinah, so what's the difference? Same thing. So here we see the expectation that the Torah has from us. We have a duty to learn from people. You have to look around what people do to uplift yourself, to upgrade yourself. So that's what the expectation. That's the expectation that is demanded from us. So now, after this timing, when was it that Avraham Avinu, Alav Shalom, tells Eliezer, go find a match for my son? How long did it pass?
2 years.
No, from Akedah. From Akedah, was the Akedah?
Right after. 1 year or 2 years?
No, 3 years.
Sarah, look about Sarah, 3 years. Big why? Because he was 37 at the time of Akedah. So now we see 3 years later, that was he was 40, that Avraham Avinu decided that he should get married. So he tells Eliezer, go find a match for my son. What? 3 years before, you said he's like this behemoth. Now, 3 years after, you tell him to go find a match for your son? What do you mean? You tell him he's a chamor. So now you send a chamor to find a match for your son? What's going on here? How do you know? Where does it say such a thing? Blame everything on me.
So he learned the Torah. That's why he's learning.
Kala Kadosh. Eliezer. How did he went up to Shamayim?
With a vessel. With something metallic. With
alive.
A carriage.
Alive.
Oh, he went alive to Shamayim.
Yes.
Can you imagine this? The descendant of the Cham, son of Nimrod, went up to Shamayim alive.
That's what Torah does to
you. It depends who you hang out with. If we come to Atel Israel, we go to Shamayim.
Well,
will he die after 180 years?
Oh, we hope so. We hope so.
Amen.
Yeah, but here, the dynamic point here is that you might not be any different from this behemoth, as Avraham Avinu actually is pointing out. And there was the expectation that it was demanded from them. But here we see this hint impacted Eliezer. But Ishmael, till today is Ishmael, Pere Adam, there's no difference. But why? Eliezer went home and said, Avraham Avinu, why is telling me to stand by the Chamor? Why? So he thought it over, and he thought it over. He said, oh, you know why? Because there's no difference between me and the Chamor. But here, the point of the matter here is, at the time that he did want to have some connection with the family of Avraham Avinu, Rabbeinu told them, I'm sorry, you cannot have any connection with us. You're Arur, you're Baruch. So I expected he either faint or run away and don't talk to Avraham Avinu Avraham Shalom anymore. But here we see a mirror point that Tzotam Hashem is informing us that when he came to the house of Lavan tells him, Bo, Baruch Hashem. Tzotam Hashem is informing us that he became Baruch. Why? Because he realized his expectation maybe it was not the right expectation. Because he says in Torah, Ulai. This is Ulai. Rashi HaGadol says that the way it's written in the Torah is not complete. There's a word missing. Then later on he realized, wow, what a selfish person I was. I was expecting that my daughter will be the match for Yitzhak Avinu. And then when he came to the house of Lavan and thought it over, said, what am I? And what family is all about? What was I thinking? I was so selfish. And I was not thinking right. So now here, Tzotam Hashem says, at that moment that he realized that what the position he has and what his place is, Lama says, Bo, Baruch Hashem. From Arur became, he became blessed. Yes, but from Shemaim they put in his mouth to say it to him.
But why would Avraham Avinu have to send his son to get married with that family?
Because here Avraham Avinu realized that it's better to have a match from his son, that they idol worshippers, but at least they have manners. But the family that they don't have any manners, they don't have their heretz and tarbiyat, will not be suitable for him. Why? Because you know, the people that the lack of manners is not fixable ever. You can never fix them. Idol worshiper, you can. You can work on it. You can change their mentality and they be. We are realizing that their trend of mind is not the right thing to do. So that means to not have their heretz is worse than idol worshiping. To worship idols is much better than not having a their heretz.
Is that
I'm sorry?
Is that talking about goyim or also
In general, yeah. Yes, exactly, yeah. That means that to change somebody from the type of behavior that he has is almost impossible to be able to refine him. But idol worship here is much easier to be able to, as we're going through the process at this moment, that people, they realize, what is it to worship a statue, a tree, wood, or stone? But here, Kala Kedosh, the message is that we learn from Eliezer, Alav Shalom, that never ever be disappointed in moments that maybe things become harsh. Avraham Avinu told Eliezer that you're not a good match for us. Why? Because you're cursed. But he didn't give up. He went on. He went forward.
Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.